The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Easter. The rest of the story. How Easter replaced the biblical Passover. Why did Easter replace the Passover? Though Easter was clearly pagan in origin, Christian leaders of the first 2 centuries after Christ's crucifixion employed the same philosophy in establishing the new holiday that they later applied to Christmas. Believing that people are free to select their own times and customs of worship, they went about gradually replacing the biblically commanded Passover with their humanly devised celebration of Easter. It was easier to draw pagan worshipers into Christianity and maintain their devotion by identifying the time-honored spring resurrection feast of the pagan mystery religions with the resurrection of Christ. Anti-Jewish prejudice also seems to have been a major factor in the church leaders' decision to make such changes. According to R.K. Bishop, quoted in the Evangelical Dictionary of Theology, the early development of the celebration of Easter and the attendant calendar disputes were largely a result of Christianity's attempt to emancipate itself from Judaism. Sunday had already replaced the Jewish Sabbath early in the 2nd century, and despite efforts in Asia Minor to maintain the Jewish Passover date of 14th Nisan for Easter, or, rather, the true Passover, the Council of Nicaea adopted the annual Sunday following the full moon after the vernal equinox, March 21st. Before 70 AD, Christianity was, to quote Jesse Lyman Hurlbut in his book, The Story of the Christian Church, regarded by the Roman government and by the people at large as a branch of the Jewish religion. Christianity and Judaism shared the biblical feast days, although Christians observed them with added meanings introduced by Jesus and the apostles. However, 2 Jewish revolts against the Roman Empire in 64 through 70 and 132 through 135 led to widespread persecution of Jews and suppression of Jewish religious practices. Jews were even driven from Jerusalem and forbidden to return on pain of death. As pressure mounted, some Christians began to abandon beliefs and practices perceived as being too Jewish. Over time, many abandoned their weekly Sabbath day of rest and worship in favor of worship on Sunday, the pagan day of the sun, and abandoned the Passover in favor of Easter to distance themselves from Jews. The New Catholic Encyclopedia explains, originally both observances, that is, Passover and Easter, were allowed, but gradually it was felt incongruous that Christians should celebrate Easter on a Jewish feast, and unity in celebrating the principal Christian feast was called for.
Thanks for listening to How Easter Replaced the Biblical Passover in the booklet, Easter, The Rest of the Story. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.